1 through 6. A psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My key text will be the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. My title today is The Lord Is. The Lord Is. This psalm is written by the venerable King David, who was a shepherd as a boy. Psalms 23 is a beautiful prayer unto the Lord. I could just stop at the first three words, the Lord is, and we could fill in the blanks because the Lord is omniscient. He is my shelter, my salvation, my shield, my strong tower, my buckler. King David starts his exhortation by speaking of who the Lord is to him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He is not their shepherd. He's not the shepherd. He is my shepherd and makes it personal. He chose us. The shepherd chose us. The shepherd is Jesus. He bought us. He calls us by name. He makes us his own, and he delights in taking care of us. David, being a man of God, or David being a man after God's own heart, knew how to get the attention of the Almighty. That will always start with a personal relationship. He finishes up the opening verse with, I shall not want. We are children of God, and he's a good father that takes very good care of his children. The idea here is that the Lord supplies our every need. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God, my shepherd, shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The same one who sustained the children of Israel, the one who fed Elijah by the brook, the one who provided the needs of the disciples sent out with staff or shoes, has promised to provide our needs, both physical and spiritual. In Psalms chapter 37, verse 25, we see that I have been young, and now that I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. In all of my years serving the Lord, I've never had to beg for bread, and I've never felt forsaken. There is no storm, there is no condition, there is nothing that could be put in front of me that will make me feel forsaken ever. We are children of the Most High God. Amen. In Psalms 18, verse 2, the Lord is my rock. The Lord is. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God and my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. In times of need, we must not run from the source of our blessing. He is my shepherd. I shall not want. All our needs are met by the Lord Jesus Christ. I might want otherwise, but when the Lord is my shepherd, he is able to supply my needs, and he is certainly willing to do so. For his heart is full of love, and therefore I shall not want. I shall not lack for temporal things. In 2 Corinthians verse 3 and 17, the Lord says, Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He is with us today, and there is liberty and freedom in this house. For us to be able to come into the house of God and lift up our hands and praise him through the situations that we've seen in the past week, there is liberty in this house. And where there is liberty, there's the Spirit of the Lord as our comforter. That's what has guided us. That's our compass in this storm. The second verse of Psalms, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. When we yield our members to the chief shepherd, we will find rest and refuge in places of abundance. David, keeping this as a conversation about what the Lord does for him. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. It's not easy to get a sheep to lie down. A strange thing about sheep is that they refuse to lie down unless four requirements are met. They must be free from all fear. There must be no tension between members of the flock. Imagine that. There are some flocks that there's tension in. I don't think it's this one, but the flock must be free from tension. The flock must be free from tension. They must be free from all fear. Some people fear tension. That's two things that are bad. So they must not be aggravated with flies or parasites. How many of you were aggravated with mosquitoes in the past week? So they must not be aggravated with flies or parasites, and they must be free from hunger. It is the shepherd who must see to it that his flock is free from any disturbances. Sheep are very easily frightened. A stray jackrabbit jumping out from behind a bush can stampede a whole flock. When one startled sheep runs in fright, all of the others will follow behind it in blind fear, not waiting to see what frightened them. But nothing quiets a flock of sheep like seeing their shepherd in the field with them. No matter where we're at, the Lord is with us. He is in the field with us, and we could feel his presence. And when we feel his presence, we are able to lie down in green pastures beside still waters. Like sheep, we are also easily frightened. We live in an uncertain life. Any hour can bring disaster. And generally, it is the unknown, the unexpected, that frightens us most. But nothing quiets our souls like knowing that our shepherd is near. Suddenly, things are not half as black or nearly as terrifying. Our Lord is with us. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but the power, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is our strong tower, and I know firsthand what it feels like for him to lead me beside green pastures. When I think of green pastures, how many of you have ever seen a dog that is so happy? We just got a puppy, and I'll watch the puppy in the yard in the grass get on his back and just turn and squirm all on the comfortable grass. She's in a place of total relaxation and total joy in a green pasture. At times, when I feel the presence of the Lord, I feel like that. I don't have a concern about what's going on. I know that the shepherd is near, and I know that I'm in the comfort of his arms. I'm in his arms, and I'm wiggling in the grass on my back. The nice, green, dewy grass. That's where I'm at in my mind. Still waters, not raging waters, not turbulent waters that present danger, but still waters, not stagnant waters either. For the Bible says that Jesus is the living water. Chapter John, verse 4 and 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Our shepherd provides us with the spiritual food we need. If we hunger and thirst after righteousness, he has promised to fill us. All of our needs are met in Christ. That's why he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He also leads us besides the still waters. Sheep also need water to survive. Excuse me for one second. That was good. And they will not drink from noisy, turbulent water. That was not noisy, turbulent water. That was still water I just drank from. And they will not drink from noisy, turbulent water. They require a well or a slow-flowing stream, still waters. Jesus made it clear that the thirsty souls of men and women can only be fully satisfied by coming to him. In John chapter 7, verse 37, he stated, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Our shepherd leads us beside still waters. In Mark chapter 4, verse 39, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. Jesus is the peace speaker in all of life's storms. The storm hasn't always stopped. The storm hasn't always stopped raging, but the calm has always came when we trust in the Lord. There are times where we see the waves raging and the storm is raging, but the inner calm that's there is one that's of the Lord. the Prince of Peace. Verse 3 in Psalms chapter 23. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God always has a vested interest in restoration. David's prayer begins to take a turn from himself to how great the Lord is. And if we will pray before the Lord, our prayers will start out carnally. David's worried about himself and what the Lord can do for him. But here we see the psalm takes a turn in the tone, and David begins to say how great the Lord is and how great his works are. God restores our souls and nourishes us spiritually. He is a lamp unto our feet and will lead and guide us as a shepherd, ever so concerned about our well-being. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says, "For he," this is speaking of Jesus, "hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. I read the Gospels and I see the tenderness of Jesus and what he showed towards sinners. I see how he restored Peter's heart after his denial. And I understand that Jesus also restores my soul. He is a God of great restoration. Has anyone been restored in this house today? Could we clap our hands unto the Lord and thank him for restoration? We thank you for restoration today, dear Lord. We thank you for never leaving us and for never forsaking us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37 through 39, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." He is always near to us. He is always near to us. "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." His name's sake. We are people of the name Jesus. He is leading Jesus' name people into paths of righteousness. And so we need a shepherd who could lead us and direct us. And our Lord does just that. He's not behind us. He's not whipping us or forcing us to go in a direction. He's out in front. He's leading from the front. He's begging us to come towards him, to be gentle. He's not a strong, stern God. He's a loving God. He's out in front and we see him. He doesn't stand behind us saying, "Go on and do that." No, he goes ahead and leads the way. "For to this you were called, because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." That's in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. The fourth verse of Psalms 23. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." He has not given us a spirit of fear. "I will fear no evil." I refuse to bow down to fear. I refuse to bow down to the situations that life creates, and to be living in a state of fear and uncomfort and to have my mind troubled, I rest upon the Lord. "For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." The valley of the shadow of death was a narrow ravine where you could not see on the side of you, only what was in front of you. Much like life and trials and tribulations that it produces, here we see David begin to start feeling the strength that comes through prayer. This section marks a new tone in the psalm. Up until this point, it's as if David had been boasting to his unfortunate neighbor across the fence about how excellent care he receives. But now it turns to address the shepherd directly. The tone of the psalm changes from "what God was and what he did" to "thou art with me." David had a breakthrough. He realized that the Lord was with him. "Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." It went from praise to relationship, the perfect climate for God to operate in. And I feel his presence in here today. He is with us. We are in a place where he is with us. "Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." These are two tools that are used by the shepherd. These are an extension of his hands. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. This is speaking of Jesus. In John chapter 1, verse 14, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Jesus is the shepherd, and Jesus is the word. And the shepherd uses the rod and staff as an extension of his hands. So the rod and the staff are the word of God. They are tools that are used by the shepherd. The rod is kind of like a club, and it sounds dangerous, and it sounds like when the rod comes out, you better pay attention. And you better pay attention. The shepherd learns from childhood how to throw it with amazing speed and accuracy. It becomes his main weapon of defense for himself and his sheep. It's a weapon of defense for himself and his sheep. He uses it to drive off predators like coyotes, wolves, cougars, or stray dogs. And in the brush, it's used to beat away snakes. But it's also used for discipline. If a sheep wanders away or approaches poisonous weeds or gets too close to some danger, the rod is thrown to send it back to the flock. Notice that he doesn't hit the sheep with the rod, but he throws the rod in a direction that would cause the sheep to go and get away from the danger. The rod is used for protection from the enemy. It's used for direction when we're going down the wrong path. And it's used for inspection, self-evaluation through the word. As the word of God, it directs our paths. It inspects our heart. It gives us direction in life. There is no circumstance in life where we couldn't turn to the Bible and be inspected or directed or protected. In John chapter 10, verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and have known of mine. We know the voice of the Lord. We're comfortable with his voice, with his word. The staff. The staff, on the other hand, is a long, slender stick, often with a crook or a hook on one end. The shepherd will use the staff to guide his sheep along a new path or through a gate. He doesn't beat the sheep. He just nudges them along with the staff. The staff's the more gentler of the two. At times, the staff may be used to get sheep out of trouble. He may bend the hook and pull sheep that have gotten stuck in a hole or something of that nature. Many times with sheep, they'll fall on their back, and it's called a gating sheep. And in the flock, when they fall on their back, they have no way to turn and get on their feet. And this was the parable that the Lord talked about, the 99 and one was lost. It was a backslidden sheep. It was a sheep that the shepherds would spend the majority of their time looking for that was on its back. And once the shepherd would find it, he would use the rod to correct the sheep because it had no way of getting back on his feet. We see that today with some of us in the flock. At times, we're on our backs, and we need our shepherd. We need Pastor McGuire to come and to gently get us with the staff and get us back on our feet and get us back into the house of the Lord. Nudges us along. To those of us who are God's sheep, the authority, the power, the might, and the guidance of the Lord are indeed a comfort. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Gentle nudges, pulling us out of snares. Verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. The Lord provides for us no matter what the situation is, even in the face of adversity for our enemies. The Lord prepares the table before us. In fact, our Lord gives us everything we could need and more. Paul expressed that thought in this way. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, that is found in Ephesians. It is true that my cup runneth over. When we're in the house of the Lord, we are favored. As children of the Most High God, we are favored. Our cups runneth over. He anoints our head with oil. He heals us in times where our vision is not clear. He anoints our head. He gives us clear direction through his rod and his staff. He leads us and he guides us. He leads us. He makes us to lay down in green pastures beside still waters. How blessed we are to be in the house of the Lord and to be counted among the flock of God. Hallelujah. In verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely mercy and goodness shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David knew that the goodness and mercy would follow him as he followed the Lord. There is no amount of time that we could not have power from an electric company and be unplugged from the power of God. Surely all the days of our life will be found in mercy and grace from the Lord. We should be thankful. And every time the doors are open to the church, we should grace, we should blacken the doors and make sure that we're in the house of the Lord. If we could stand to our feet, I would like to close. I knew it wouldn't be long today, and I do apologize for that. But I would like to close with a verse of scripture. I would like to close in a time of prayer. Sister Mara, could you possibly come and could we play a song possibly? I'm thankful to be in this house today. I'm thankful to be amongst the saints of God. I see weary eyes. I know we're sore from raking, cutting chainsaws, sweeping, but we are truly blessed. We are safe. We are in the hands of the Almighty. We should be a grateful people. There's no amount, there's no insurance claim. There's nothing that we have in front of us that we can't overcome if we will turn to the Lord and ask him for his guidance and let him lead us and guide us. In closing, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4. Great is my boldness of speech towards you. Great is my glorifying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all tribulation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Peace, peace.